From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama met with his national security team Thursday, and the fight against the Islamic State dominated their talks, as we hear now from Mr. Obama.
At the outset, I want to say again that this remains a difficult fight. The situation in Syria and Iraq is one of the most complex the world has seen in recent times. ISIL's entrenched, including in urban areas, using innocent civilians as human shields.
Earlier in the day, lawmakers questioned Secretary of State John Kerry repeatedly about U.S. efforts to help end the fighting and the humanitarian crisis in Syria that happened during a House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing. He said the slaughter of innocent people was still occurring in Syria, where bombs have been dropped on hospitals and schools. And on the fight against the Islamic State, Director of National Intelligence James Clapper said the militant group's estimated strength now exceeds that globally of al-Qaeda. South Sudan rebel leader Riek Machar tells VOA he is assured UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is ready to return to the capital, Juba, in March to take up his position as first vice president. He is waiting for the first phase of security arrangements to be implemented. Machar said that Ban Ki-moon promised to support the accord he signed with President Salva Kiir. United States and its allies are pushing members of the UN Security Council for a swift vote on a draft resolution placing further sanctions on North Korea. The new resolution is a response to North Korea's January nuclear test and February rocket launch, which each violated existing international sanctions imposed on Pyongyang's nuclear and ballistic missile program. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter says China's actions in the South China Sea have led to self-isolation, galvanizing regional neighbors to turn against Beijing. In recent years, China's embarked on an ambitious project to construct artificial islands in the remote sea that are capable of supporting an airstrip and housing military equipment, which Carter says are now being put in place. Security forces in Pakistan have rescued an influential former top Afghan official 2 weeks after he was kidnapped by unknown men in Islamabad. Former governor of the western Afghan province of Herat, Fazlullah Wahidi, was rescued in a late-night security operation. Wahidi was visiting Pakistan to apply for a visa to the United Kingdom when he was kidnapped. British Embassy in Kabul does not issue visas to Afghans. Iranians have begun voting in parliamentary elections, the first since last year's nuclear agreement that lifted some of international sanctions in exchange for Iran curbing its nuclear activities. Voters also today will be choosing the 88-member Assembly of Experts, which monitors the work of the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who has final say on Iran's foreign policy. World Health Organization is warning that the Zika virus, rapidly spreading throughout Latin America, will affect many more people before it is stopped. I get the story now from VOA's Carol Pearson.
In Brazil, the fear and alarm about the Zika virus is intense because of its links to a host of birth defects. After a fact-finding mission there, Dr. Margaret Chan of the World Health Organization had this ominous message.
Things can get worse before it gets better.
Dr. Chan called the Zika virus a much bigger menace than the Ebola epidemic, given the magnitude of Zika's spread and its link to microcephaly, a birth defect that leaves babies at risk for a host of long-term developmental issues. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
And in U.S. presidential politics, the latest debate among Republican candidates late Thursday turned into a bit of a shouting match as they tackled issues such as illegal immigration, U.S. policy in the Middle East, and transparency of candidates' tax records. Thursday's debate precedes next week's so-called Super Tuesday election, which will take place in a number of states, 11, in fact. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.